March 18th. John chapter 8, verses 31 through 59. Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, "If you abide in my teaching, then you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth shall free you." They replied to him, "We are Abraham's offspring, and we have never been enslaved by anyone. Why do you say you shall be free?" Jesus replied, "Truly, truly, I assure you that everyone who sins is a slave of sin. A slave does not abide in the household forever, but the Son does. If the Son frees you, you will be truly free. I know that you are Abraham's offspring, but you are trying to kill me because my teaching has no place in you. I speak the things that I have seen in my Father's presence, and you practice the things that you have heard from your father." They answered, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But you are now trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do your father's works." They replied, "We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God." Jesus said, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I have come and am here from God. I have not come from myself. He sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are unable to hear my teaching. You are of your father, the devil, and you wish to do the lusts of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning. He has not stood in the truth, because truth is not in him. When he tells a lie, he speaks of his own, because he is a liar and its father. You do not believe me because I speak the truth. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I speak the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. You do not hear because you are not of God." The Jews asked, "Do we not speak correctly that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. I do not seek my own glory, but there is one who seeks and judges. Truly, truly, I assure you that if a man keeps my teaching, he shall never see death." The Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham and the prophets died, yet you say, 'If a man keeps my teaching, he shall never taste death.' Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, and the prophets died? Who do you claim to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. My Father glorifies me, of whom you say, 'He is our God.' You do not understand him, but I know him. If I should say that I do not know him, then I would be like you, a liar. But I understand him, and keep his instruction. Abraham your father rejoiced greatly to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." The Jews said, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I assure you, before Abraham was born, I am." They picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple.